I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Quiet carries the day and haunts the nights in Stephanie Daly. You won't find any histrionics here, no smash ending, no action sequences, unless you count a collision between a car and a deer. With a calmness that bespeaks the filmmaker's confidence, this small, spellbinding second feature by Hilary Brower centers on two women trapped in separate states of denial and distress who manage to end each other's entrapment. Amber Tamblyn plays the title role of a 16-year-old high school student accused of killing her newborn baby. Tilda Swinton is a forensic psychologist, Liddy Crane, who's been hired by the prosecution to evaluate Stephanie's competence to stand trial. When the sessions with Stephanie begin, Liddy is halfway through her own pregnancy, and it's a parallel that Steph immediately picks up on. Is that why they hired you, she asks? The answer is no, but another question is whether the parallel seems too convenient for artistic comfort. Again, the answer is no, but not because the similarities are handled subtly or elusively. It's because they're handled forthrightly, even boldly. This is a study in parallel lives. At the same time, it's a richly specific and deeply affecting story of two very different women at different stages of life, struggling to come to terms with who they are, what they have or haven't done, and how much responsibility they should take for it. The running time of Stephanie Daly is a mere 92 minutes. That's 2 minutes longer than the filmmaker's 1997 debut feature, The Sticky Fingers of Time. Within that span, though, Brower creates a remarkably intimate portrait of vivid personalities, solitary souls, ambiguous relationships, troubled marriages. She seems to have caught small-town American life on the fly in flashbacks to a teenage party, a high school ski trip, a marching band in which Stephanie plays the flute, or a biology class in which the teacher avoids the subject of condoms by saying dutifully that safe sex can be achieved only by abstinence, according to the school board. At first, the basic narrative device seems implausible, with a competency hearing that evolves into something close to therapy. But Steph and Liddy are drawn together by emotional logic. Each senses that the other has something she needs to get whole and be able to move on. Stephanie Daly is beautifully made. The cinematography by David Rush Morrison is both sharp-eyed and self-effacing. David Mansfield's music turns minimalist tones reminiscent of Lou Harrison into tactful but forceful punctuation. Naturalism and tact are also the hallmarks of a supporting cast that includes Timothy Hutton, Melissa Leo, Dennis O'Hare, and Jim Gaffigan. In the final analysis, though, Hilary Brower has hitched her wagon to two stars, and they complement each other perfectly. Tilda Swinton has given so many remarkable performances, including Orlando and The Deep End. In this one, she throttles back without ever powering down. Liddy can speak volumes with an urgent phrase or a questioning glance. Amber Tamblyn has been best known until now for her work on the TV series Joan of Arcadia. Here she is simply breathtaking and heartbreaking as a girl child estranged from her pregnant self. In repose, Stephanie's face is that of a Madonna. In extremis, she summons up visions of that series of monk paintings called The Scream. In between, meaning most of the time, Steph is lost and Liddy is far from found. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.